In Tom Hanks' latest movie, Captain Phillips, audiences were taken aboard a ship under attack by Somali pirates. This past week, a new report by the World Bank, the UN, and Interpol followed the money trail behind Somali pirates and found...
This is a business. It was investors coming together to invest.
That's Stuart Ikonya from the World Bank, who co-authored the report. Since 1995, more than $400 million has been paid in ransom money, almost $3 million per hijacking. A hijacking is just one part of the elaborate enterprise. When the money men take over, they negotiate a bounty for a ship's release in U.S. dollars.
It's very well organized. I mean, they have machines that count the money as well as check to ensure that these are not counterfeit U.S. dollars.
The financiers take their cut, while the pirates end up pocketing somewhere between $30,000 and $75,000. All of the money helps sustain an entire pirate-based economy.
And then you have other suppliers of goods and services, mechanics, cooks. And of course, the money goes back into financing further pirate activities. The money is going around in circles.
And stopping that circle, the report finds, means going after investors, not just policing pirates. You're listening to NPR News.